Now, with regard to working men's unions, although their aim is to procure temporal advantages for their members, nevertheless, those unions merit unreserved approval and are to be considered best calculated to procure the true and lasting good of their members, which have the Catholic religion for chief foundation and openly follow the guidance of the Church. We have often proclaimed this ourselves when the occasion presented itself in different countries. Hence it follows that Catholic associations of this kind should be instituted and favored in every way, certainly in Catholic countries and in all other regions besides, wherever it seems possible by means of them to provide for the different needs of the associates. Nor in the above-mentioned countries could it ever meet with approval when associations which touch religion and morality directly or indirectly are in question, that mixed associations, that is, composed of Catholics and non-Catholics, should be favored and propagated. For to take one point, in associations of this kind, the integrity of faith and just obedience to the laws and precepts of the Catholic Church are exposed to grave dangers, or certainly are liable to be so exposed. End of quote. With regard to mixed unions in Germany, Pope Pius X decided that they might be tolerated for Catholic workers. Quote, "This, however, we grant, on condition that special precautions be taken to ward off the dangers which, as we have said, are inherent in such organizations. The chief of these precautions are as follows. First of all, care is to be taken that the Catholic workers who are members of these trade unions be enrolled also in those Catholic associations for working men which are called working men's associations. The directors of these latter associations, aware of the needs of our epoch, must teach the working men, especially with regard to their obligations of justice and charity, the precepts and laws necessary or useful for them to know thoroughly in order that they may be able to act rightly in their trade unions and in accordance with the principles of Catholic doctrine. Besides, these same trade unions, in order that Catholics may join them, must abstain from every theory and every act not in agreement with the teaching and orders of the Church or of the competent religious authority. There must be nothing reprehensible from this point of view in their writings, words, or acts. The bishops must consider it amongst their most sacred duties to observe how these societies act and to see that Catholics suffer no detriment from their relations with them." End of quote. In Quadragesimo Anno, Pope Pius XI has repeated the injunctions of Pope Pius X with regard to neutral trade unions. Quote, "It belongs to the bishops to permit Catholic working men to join these unions where they judge the circumstances render it necessary and there appears no danger for religion, observing, however, the rules and precautions recommended by our predecessor of saintly memory, Pius X. Among these precautions, the first and most important is that, side by side with these trade unions, there must always be associations which aim at giving their members a thorough religious and moral training, that these in turn may impart to the labor unions to which they belong the upright spirit which should direct their entire conduct. Thus will these unions exert a beneficent influence far beyond the ranks of their own members." End of quote. The whole question of associations of employers and employees received further development in the letter of the Sacred Congregation of the Council to the Bishop of Lille, France, June 5, 1929. The following guiding principles are laid down in that document. Quote, 1. The Church recognizes and affirms the right of employers and employed to form industrial associations, either separately or jointly, and sees in such organizations an efficacious means towards the solution of the social question. 2. The Church, under existing circumstances, considers the formation of these individual associations as morally necessary. 5. It is the desire of the Church that industrial associations should be instruments of peace and concord, and with this object in view, she suggests the institution of joint commissions, that is, consisting of representatives of employers' associations and trade unions, as a bond of union between them. 6. It is the desire of the Church that industrial associations organized by Catholics for Catholics should be composed of Catholics, although it recognizes that particular circumstances may compel the adoption of a different course. End of quote.